Let's take a look at BBC Two first of all, because BBC One there's really nothing worth noting. At 7 o'clock tonight, there's a film called Beat the Devil on BBC Two. Writer Truman Capote put this this together. It's an offbeat comedy thriller which satirizes movies The Maltese Falcon. Satirizes movies of the Maltese Falcon style. It has a bunch of oddball characters aboard a boat bound for Africa where they hope to discover uranium. So that's a film 1954 and it's in black and white as well. That shows you how bad the TV is tonight. And that's one of the highlights. HTV this evening, there's Eamon Andrews in his satellite quiz Top of the World at 8:30. And at 11:15, there's the 1982 Academy Awards. Looking over to RTE television now, 7:15, there's there's a film called Invitation to a Gunfighter. It stars Yul Brynner as a crack gunfighter hired by Union townsfolk to rid them of a troublemaker. And there's MASH at 10 o'clock. And RTE 2 this evening, there's Tales of the Unexpected at 10 minutes to 11. So there you are, fairly uninspired evening. If you have a video recorder, what I'd do is go out and get a video for tonight. But anyway. Right, that's the TV guide then. It's now 7 minutes away from 11 o'clock. Don't forget, there's news at 11, and that'll be followed by Paul Power. Fairly interesting programme he has for you this morning. He'll be talking about abortion, suicide, and pirate radio. Tony Basil, Mickey, that's a satirical send-up film I was telling you about, Beat the Devil, stars Humphrey Bogart and Gina Lollobrigida this evening. So maybe you would like to watch that. I think I'll actually catch that myself. At 7 o'clock, that's on Beat the Devil. Right, that's it from me today. I'll be back tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock after the Ray Sarsfield programme. It's nice to come in the morning and have a smiling, cheery face greeting you with a cup of coffee. That's something which hasn't happened for a long, long time. So, yeah, that's Ray Sarsfield on all night long, and I'll be on in the morning at 7 a.m. for another edition of The Breakfast Show. Paul's on at 11. At 2, of course, there's Eddie Cody's Gold now. He'll be with you through until 4.30. 4.30, there's Dave Hunt's Drive Time, if we can wake him up, that is. 8 o'clock, there's John Cullen with the Irish Show. 9 o'clock, Roddy Clear's Music Zone. And don't forget, do make a note in your diary. Roddy, of course, speaking to Phil Lynott later on this week, live here in the studio. And there's JJ's Nighttime Serenade between 11 and 1, and then right throughout the night, Ray Sarsfield. So there you are, 24 hours a day of good listening on Shoreside. I'll see you tomorrow. Have a nice day. It's a nice sunny day today. I think I'll boogie on down to Tremor in just a moment. Nothing like dossing for a living, is it? I'll leave you today with Haircut 100, and this is Love Plus One. See you tomorrow. Bye now. Haircut 100 there, Love Plus One. You're listening to Shoreside, now broadcasting 24 hours from our studios and transmitters at 7 The Mall. It's exactly 11 o'clock.
Shoreside Radio News.
Five people were killed and 27 injured when a bomb exploded on an express train near Limoges in central France last night. Police say the motive for the bombing isn't known. At least 10 people have been killed in a volcanic eruption in southern Mexico. More than 200 were injured and thousands had to leave their homes. Only half of the Dublin suburban trains were running this morning and some mainline trains were also disrupted. The National Bus Workers Union placed a picket on Connolly Station because of a dispute with CIE over the transfer of members from one station to another. Labour court talks on the supermarket strike broke down early this morning and the strike is now expected to last at least until the end of the week. The president of the Association of Garda Sergeants and Inspectors has strongly criticised the attitude of some judges towards criminals. Sergeant Philip Calvin said some of them seem to be living on Mars. With half of the votes in the El Salvador election now counted, the Christian Democrats of President Duarte have won 42% of the poll. Five right-wing parties have formed an alliance which now looks certain to provide the next president. In the Deborah Robinson murder trial, Richard O'Hare has been sentenced to penal servitude for life. The jury were out for 6 hours before returning a verdict of guilty. 19-year-old Deborah Robinson's body was found in a ditch in County Kildare in September 1980. And the American space shuttle Columbia will land at least 24 hours late because of high winds and turbulence at its landing site in New Mexico. And the weather forecast for today, dry with sunny spells and it will be cool. There'll be news on Shoreside every hour until 10 p.m. this evening. Next bulletin at 12 midday. Spring is in the air, and now is the time for spring cleaning. Boston Cleaners are the professionals with more than 30 years' experience in the business. Boston Cleaners of Michael Street, John Street, Ballybricken and Summerland off the Yellow Road care for all your garments. From jeans to evening dresses, suedes and leathers, to curtains and chair covers. Trust us, bring your best to Boston. We are at Michael Street, John Street, Ballybricken and Summerland off the Yellow Road. Next time you order coal, to be sure, look for an old friend. Coalcat, the symbol of best quality coal and service. The symbol of Ted Castles, Samuel Morris William Street, Samuel Morris Bridge Street, and their associated coal suppliers. They deliver quality. O'Sullivan Ceramics, wall and floor tiling contractors of 19 Knockboy, Waterford, are now available for small and large contracts, including bathrooms, kitchens, and showers. Much of O'Sullivan Ceramics' finished impressive work is in evidence around Waterford City, as the recent local contracts include the Bridge Hotel and the George's Court Shopping Centre complex. O'Sullivan Ceramics offer a unique service in that you can choose in your own home a tile to suit your needs in both price and colour. For free quotations and without obligation, contact Billy O'Sullivan today at 77194. Town and country, distance no problem. O'Sullivan Ceramics, 19 Knockboy, Waterford. Telephone 77194. That's 77194.
If convenient cooking and economy rings a bell, it's time to see the range of Belling cookers.
Keating's, yes, Keating's, the key Waterford, have ridiculous prices on Belling cookers. From as little as £135, a fabulous Belling cooker can be yours. Beats the proposed new VAT rates. Don't wait, you could be late. Remember, Keating's and Belling, the genuine people with the after-sales service. Phone 74931 for sales and 74932 for service.
For the best music night or day, Shoreside Radio is coming your way.
Sympathize, 'cause you've got your boredom world of night. and a very good morning to you. One of our best Irish bands for a long time. Unfortunately, they're not together anymore, but that's Berlin from 1979 and a track called Over 21. Thank you very much. Richard Staines back with us again tomorrow morning, and of course he's not going to be opening us up anymore because we're open 24 hours a day these days, and well, he's back again first thing in the morning at 7 o'clock. Well, to open us up this morning, there's been a South Kilkenny Dart Disaster Fund set up to help the families of the man and woman drowned in the River Shure last weekend. A bank account has been opened in the Bank of Ireland Parliament Street, Kilkenny, and all donations will be gratefully accepted. As well as that, the Waterford Community Service Council AGM will be held in the Tower Hotel on Thursday, the 1st of April at 8 p.m, and the guest speaker there will be Brendan Ryan from Cork. So getting us underway this morning, here's an album track for you from 1979. This is Roxy Music and a track called Cry, Cry, Cry.
Are you ready for bad blood? I've got my... I'm sick of them sweet, sweet nothings.
They've always been one of my favourite bands anyway. Brian Ferry and Roxy Music from 1979, the album Manifesto, and a track called Cry, Cry, Cry. Well, the traditional friendly Irish welcome appears to have disappeared. That's according to the chairman of the Cork Kerry Tourism Association, Mr. Joe O'Reilly. And in his preview to the 19th annual report on the region, Mr. O'Reilly says, "We hear a great deal of Ireland, of the welcomes, and the friendliness and hospitality of the Irish people. I'm afraid that with our newfound affluence, most of our friendliness and hospitality is gone, and one would expect a much friendlier and happier atmosphere in other countries, such as America and the continent of Europe. Public facilities in the Cork-Kerry region, one of the country's main tourist areas, were below standard," he declares. "One serious factor emerged from our examination of facilities, and that was the poor standards of public toilets throughout the region. Of the 61 toilets inspected, only 12 were regarded as being satisfactory. Cork Kerry Tourism had taken up the matter with local authorities in the area, and an improvement was expected during the coming season. The long-term solution would be to provide permanent toilet attendance at public facilities." He refers to the litter problem throughout the country and says that the only deterrent left to the authorities is the imposition of maximum fines. Despite this gloomy report, Mr. O'Reilly says that the revenue for the Cork-Kerry region in the past year exceeded all others at £93.5 million, and membership of the organisation was also the highest in the country. 12 minutes past 11, and this is our first up-to-date track for this morning anyway. This is the highest new entry at number 9 in our charts last Sunday, and it'll probably be up next Sunday. Bucks Fizz, My Camera Never Lies. Quarter past 11, that's Bucks Fizz and My Camera Never Lies. And it's their brand new single, in at number 9, as I was saying in our charts last Sunday. It'll probably be up next week, but I doubt somehow if it'll do quite as good as The Land of Make-Believe.
2-2-7. Suicide Radio, 227 meters, 227. Much more than
music. Kennedy's Home Improvements of 185 Viewmount Park, Waterford provide you with a complete building and home improvement service. Kennedy's Home Improvements not only build and renovate, they also provide a 24-hour plumbing and heating service, electrical installation, painting and decorating, cabinet making and built-in kitchen and bedroom units. Kennedy's Home Improvements can also supply drawings and apply for planning permission. Ring Kennedy's Home Improvements today at 55493, that's 55493, and take a step to getting that job done. No job too small or too big, and quotations are free. Kennedy's Home Improvements are registered subcontractors and will subcontract any service. Kennedy's Home Improvements, 185 Viewmount Park, Waterford. Phone 55493, that's 55493 for Kennedy's Home Improvements. As you now know, Kennedy's home improvements of 185 Viewmount Park, Waterford provide you with a complete building and home improvement service. Kennedy's Home Improvements would like to emphasise to you that they provide a 24-hour plumbing and heating service and will undertake any size of job from complete heating and plumbing installation to small repairs and offer you the benefit of their 24-hour backup service. Kennedy's Home Improvements also specialise in cabinet making, so fill that bare space beautifully and practically with a built-in unit. Make your house a home with Kennedy's Home Improvements of 185 Viewmount Park, Waterford. Telephone 55493, that's 55493. Quotations are free and without obligation. And remember the 24-hour plumbing and heating service on 55493.
Another first for Waterford, the Waterford Video Centre, Waterford's first specialist in video movies, now open at 7 Michael Street. The Waterford Video Centre deal exclusively in video films. All leading titles in stock, rent or buy. Rent for as little as £1 a day. Open to members and non-members 7 days a week until 7pm and Sundays until 2pm. Rent your video movies any day, 7 days a week in Waterford's biggest stockist of video films. The Waterford Video Centre, 7 Michael Street, over the Motor and Sports Shop. You're listening to Paul Power on Shoreside Radio 227.
Minutes past 11. That's Graham Gouldman of 10cc, well, ex-10cc, and a single he had out a couple of years ago, around about 79 as well, and that's called Sunburn, also the title track of a film. Well, here's an interesting item from this morning's Irish Times, and it goes as follows. Local radio broadcasting in the Republic was described as an unregulated jungle by the chairman of Gaelin, Mr. Donal O'Moran, at a press conference in Dublin last night. The head of the Irish language organisation said that almost all of the 40 or so pirate radio stations are coldly commercial and therefore producing nothing worthwhile for communities they claim to care for, or cater for rather. In addition, he said, a serious international problem is also developing. At least one pirate station is broadcasting into Britain, a position which infringes international agreements on broadcasting frequency allocations. Mr. O'Moran was launching a pamphlet entitled The Future of Irish Local Radio, a condensed version of a report specially prepared for Gaelin by Simon Blanchard and Jonathan Coe. two English journalists and researchers who have been involved in the debate regarding the British broadcasting legislation, which formed the basis of the Local Radio Authority Bill introduced by the last Fianna Fáil government. The 1981 bill, which lapsed with the dissolution of the 21st Dáil, was merely a pale copy of the British Act of 1973, Mr. O'Moran said. The authors of the pamphlet propose setting up a local radio working party, which would meet and gather evidence in public and prepare a comprehensive development plan for the Minister for Posts and Telegraphs. The authority established for the regulation of local radio should own the radio transmitters outright, the pamphlet says, funding itself at least partially from the rental charged to the various contractors. It should also be run on a democratic lines, having a proper public inquiry procedure, whereby local radio policy could be questioned by interest groups or individuals. Such an authority should also have all necessary duties and powers to monitor and correct the performance of local radio stations. The pamphlet adds that the government has a duty to ensure that access to the broadcasting frequencies is allowed only to those who accept a public service philosophy and the consequent subordination of private commercial interests. In any legislation for the setting up of a local radio system, say the authors, there is the need to place on the statute book that services should be in Irish and in English. They also propose the establishment of an Irish radio institute, appointed by government but at arm's length from it, and representative of cultural, artistic, linguistic and other relevant interests, including RTE. This would have the function of informing and educating the public about radio's potential as a means of communication, the pamphlet says. That's interesting anyway, but just the one point he makes there when he says that the 40 or so pirate radio stations are coldly commercial and therefore producing nothing worthwhile for communities that they claim to cater for. Anybody out there that has anything to say on that, if you'd like to give us a ring and tell us what you think, whether the local stations are just coldly commercial or whether they do actually provide a local community service. Give us a ring, 73957.
Hey!
Jamaica. That's Daryl Hall and John Oates and their last single. Well, it isn't their last single, actually. Private Eyes has been released but hasn't done anything. But that's called I Can't Go For That, No Can Do.
E.J. Sullivan, Jewellers, Blackfriars, the Waterford Shopping Centre and the Arundel Shopping Centre, sale now on. 20% off 9-carat gate bracelets, identity bracelets and charm bracelets. A large selection of 9-carat earrings from £5 less 10% discount. We also stock all makes of watches. Girls' Communion watches, £12 less 10% discount. Boys' Digital watches, £12 less 10% discount. Seiko, Citizen, Pulsar, Glycine and Satina watches, less 10% discount. 10% off Ainsley China, Lady Eleanor and Limoges porcelain. 10% off all silverware trays and tea services. EPNS christening mugs, £5 less 10% discount. Getting engaged for Easter? Then avail of our special discount on diamond rings. We have a large selection of dress rings, signet rings and birthstone rings, all 10% off. Don't miss it. EJ Sullivan, Jeweller, Blackfriars, the Waterford Shopping Centre and the Arundel Shopping Centre. Sale now on. Have you got those pre-budget blues? If so, Macmahon Home Improvements Limited have got the cure for you at their showrooms at 36 Parnell Street, Waterford. At Macmahon Home Improvements, you can choose from a fantastic selection of quality Italian floor and wall tiles, now at special prices. Yes, for the month of February only, Macmahon Home Improvements Limited, 36 Parnell Street, are taking 10% off all first-quality non-slip floor tiles and 15% off their beautiful range of Italian-crafted wall tiles. There's a tile to suit every purpose at Macmahon Home Improvements showrooms, 36 Parnell Street, opposite Winston's. For further details, drop along today or telephone 77170. That's 77170 for Macmahon Home Improvements, 36 Parnell Street, Waterford.
Specials for 4 weeks only from George White & Son, O'Connell Street. 5 litres of Weather Shield, normally £12.76, now only £11.49. 5 litres of Valspar, normally £11.50, now only £9.99, available in all colours. 20% off all wallpapers, including contour. Avail of these great offers now in the paint and wallpaper department at George White & Son, O'Connell Street, Waterford, where everything costs less.
HT Sales categorically state that pound for pound, they are the cheapest shop in Ireland, and a visit to their shop at 23 John Street will prove it. Yes, it's wholesale prices to the public in a vast selection of household goods and bedding. You won't buy cheaper anywhere, and the service has got to be the best, with a no-quibble guarantee on each item you purchase. HT Sales for wholesale prices to the public in household goods and bedding. HT Sales, 23 John Street, the cheapest shop in Ireland. Looking for a ceramic floor or wall tile to blend in with kitchen or bathroom? Macmahon Home Improvements Limited at their showrooms at 36 Parnell Street, Waterford, offer you a friendly and efficient service in both the supply and laying of quality Italian wall and floor tiles. Choose from their extensive range of beautifully glazed colours and designs and finish the job properly with Macmahon's quality adhesives and grouts. Macmahon's new range of snug, flush-fitting bathroom accessories are a new concept in beauty around your bathroom suite, and a full range of bath trims to suit any suite from turquoise to avocado ensures that your every decorating need is taken care of at Macmahon Home Improvements Limited, 36 Parnell Street, Waterford, opposite Winston's. Don't let the VAT rise beat you to it. Visit Macmahon Home Improvements Limited today or telephone 77170. That's 77170.
You're with Paul Power.
Yes, it's 28 minutes away from midday, and my album of the date for today comes from Moving Hearts.
Once upon a time there was Irish ways and Irish laws, villages of Irish blood, wake into the morning. Came around, turned
us up and turned us down. Started building boats and towns. They tried to change our living. Tried to change our living. Cromwell and his soldiers came. Started centuries of shame. But they could not make us turn. We are a river flowing. We're a river flowing. Again, again, the soldiers came. Burnt our houses, stole our grain. Shot the farmers in their fields, working for a living. Of the water sound has kept the spirit of a man above the pain descending, above the pain descending. Today the struggle carries on. I wonder, will I live so long? A people and their freedom. A people and their freedom. Once upon a time there was Irish ways and Irish laws. Villages of Irish blood, waken to the morning, waken to the morning.
That's really an amazing track. First track from today's album of the day, which is Moving Hearts, from Moving Hearts, and you'll be hearing a track every half hour on the half hour until 2 o'clock today. Going to say hello now to Marguerite Power, who's going to England in 3 weeks. And that comes from Seamus, who's down in Cork at the moment. 24 minutes away from 12, and the news at the top of the hour. Here's a new single from the Commodores. Going to do well for them. Well, I like it anyway. This one's called Why You Wanna Try Me. You
you wanna try me? Right there, hold on. Why you wanna try me?
That's Lionel B. Richie Jr. and the Commodores and Why You Wanna Try Me. New single from them, and hope it does well for them. Well, you may remember yesterday when we were talking about the Unionist Party's idea that the CIA are involved in the North and the IRA and that. Well, Mr. Hume has, Mr. John Hume, that is, the Social Democratic and Labour Party leader, has sort of fought back in this morning's papers, and it goes as follows, accusing